Z-Axis Life, seeking truth, setting the captives free, allowing the true self to live.
We're going to talk about the control connection. I talked about controllers, I talked about controllees, and now we're going to talk about how they interact with each other, why they're drawn to one another, and why I have yet to see a single intimate relationship that does not have this dynamic. I'm not saying it's not possible, I've just never seen it. There, for me, what I've observed, there is always a controller in a relationship, an intimate relationship, and actually almost every other relationship, but we'll just talk about the intimate ones. And there is a controlee. There is a reason for this. Genesis 3:16, God says, well, now you've done it, Adam and Eve. Basically, he says, now either the man will control the woman or the woman will control the man. It's basically what that verse says. And he's right. Now, a controller, just to recap, a controller is not interested in experiencing real love. A controller is her own god. A controller's self-will reigns supreme. A controller becomes her own god because she is afraid that she does not exist. She is terrified of annihilation. She defines who she is. Now, if you're your own god and you've defined who you are, all you need now is for the world to reflect that definition. You just need the world to affirm to you that you are all the things that you claim that you are. This is an obvious thing when you look at a narcissist. A narcissist is going to define herself as the best, better than everybody else in this area or that area. A narcissist is going to define herself as always right, never wrong, as knowing better, as not being afraid and being in control and being quite successful. So the narcissist will go about saying and doing things to solicit compliments from other people who will affirm to her that she's all those things. An OCPD or obsessive compulsive personality disorder is going to want people to tell him that he is so amazing at being organized, so clean, so good at growing plants or raising animals or raising children or whatever it is in the physical world that he's an expert in, cooking maybe. An OCPDer will just preen if you compliment her on the things that keep her world orderly. And a borderline will love it if you tell him that he is so exciting to be around, that he's so alive, that you never feel more alive than when you're with him. That he is so unflappable, that he just never seems to get upset about anything. He just goes with the flow. That he's so likable and the life of the party. These are all the false selves that the controllers create for themselves, and they seek to get that false self affirmed by other people. And like every lie and every illusion, it has to be supported or affirmed daily. Lies and illusions have no staying power. Truth has staying power. You can discover it once and it's good for all time. You will never forget it. Lies are the exact opposite. So they must get this false self affirmed every single day. Which is one of the reasons they like the controlee, because the controlee is very good at appreciating others for that which they wish to be appreciated. They can, controlee can sense what a person needs and wants to give it to them. It's because a controlee is wired to give love. Their will is not against God. It's misdirected, but it's not against God like the will of a controller is. So a controller will get false self-affirmations from their controlee, but more importantly, the controller in his core is still a creature that God made, just like you are. God made us all to be receptors of real love. We need it like the air we breathe. The controller is no exception. He needs love as much as he would like to think that he's independent and strong and safe all on his own. He still needs that love. The trouble is, how do you get love if you're not capable or willing to give it? And the answer is, you trick somebody into giving it to you. So controllers use trickery, lies, manipulation, and control. And by control, I mean a system of rewards and punishments to get what they need, which is love from you. Let's walk through exactly how this works, shall we? Let's take a person, a borderline controller. A borderline, his most deep deficit in love is in the joy realm, which means he spends most of his life in sadness, which is the lack of joy. But he needs joy. He needs it. He lacks it so greatly. He most likely lacks it because one of his parents lacked it and could not give it to him. But to get joy, you should allow joy to flow with another person. That's how it's supposed to work. Then you both feel joy together. But a borderline can't let emotions flow. His emotions are completely blocked. They're not allowed. He has blocked them. He has blocked the facet of love, but he still needs joy. How does he get it? He manipulates a controlee to give it to him. So let's go to our wheels. I have three wheels on my website. They're under the title Wheels. And let's go to, I believe it's Alive and Fascinated and Sensuous is on Joy. Well, across from that is in Sadness, which is sleepy, melancholy, and depressed. So a borderline, well, let's go one more step further. That same position in the feelings wheel, if you overlay the feelings wheel on top of the control wheel in that same position of sleepy, melancholy, and depressed, what do you get in that position? You get connecting. Connecting, needful, and dependent. So what the borderline will do is he will fake connection. He will appear needful and dependent on you, because that will elicit a response from you that makes him feel alive, sensuous, and fascinated. The problem with this is it's not real connection. Real connection is vulnerability, being vulnerable, allowing his true emotions to flow. And I don't mean just shame. I mean real sadness, real anger, real peace, real fear, or to show you real compassion. So he's needy and dependent, and you want to give to him. You feel good because he needs you and he depends on you, and you want to give him what he needs. But instead of experiencing the joy of connecting with him, you get a hangover. Well, let's see what that hangover is, shall we? Opposite of needful, dependent, and connecting on the control wheel is feeling needed and vigilant. Now you feel vigilant. Why? Because it wasn't real connection, and because he can and will take that connection away at any moment and for any random reason. You are vigilant, waiting for that moment to occur. So this leaves you scratching your head. I showed him love. Why do I feel so afraid and vigilant? Because it's not right. And you know it's not right. It wasn't real love. It was control. It was creating obligation on you. Let's take another one. Let's look at the feelings wheel. And let's say your borderline is actually feeling regret, inferior, and foolish. This is under sadness. So he needs you to show him joy. He needs you to give him joy. He needs you to give him delight, amused, and playful. That's what's opposite of regret, inferior, and foolish. So what he will do on the control wheel, which is overlaid on the feelings wheel, is he will give you caretaking. He will take care of you financially and or physically. This is supposed to get him delighted, amused, and playful. But what it really does is makes you feel cared for, protected, and dependent. Dependent in a bad way is what I mean. What it will also make you feel is regret, inferior, and foolish when he does things for you physically, when he takes care of you financially. When you connect with him, the hangover is being vigilant, but it's also feeling melancholy, sleepy, and depressed. What has happened if you followed all this on the wheels? Remember, the borderline was originally feeling these two things, depressed and regret. Who ended up feeling depressed and regret? You did. This is how the controller gives you his negative emotions. He gives you his suffering. Let's go take another example. Let's suppose you're dealing with a narcissist. A narcissist is going to be feeling powerless, which is in the anger zone. So let's suppose that the narcissist is feeling frustrated. Maybe he's dealing with something technical, a computer, and he's frustrated at it. So what he's going to give this frustration to you. We're going to track this. Are you ready? What he needs to feel is valuable, worthy, and assertive. That's what is across from frustrated. This is in the power zone. So he's going to extract from you the feelings of valued, worthy, and assertive. How is he going to do that? Well, let's overlay the feelings wheel on top of the control wheel. So where frustrated is, which is under furious, is prideful, dismissive, or indifferent. He's going to treat you with indifference. This is going to make him feel assertive and worthy. Well, guess what it makes you feel? It makes you feel unworthy, undeserving, and submissive. This is on the control wheel. And on the feelings wheel, you now feel frustrated, annoyed, and furious. He just gave you his negative emotions. He just gave you his suffering. He lied and manipulated by putting on this air of indifference, by being proud, by being dismissive. He no longer has to feel angry or powerless or frustrated. He's now given that to you. We'll take one more example in the OCPD realm, which is in the fear realm. Let's say your OCPD controller is feeling anxious and hypervigilant, confused. She is going to create chaos. She is going to gaslight you. She's going to create a circular conversation. And what you're going to feel as a result is foolish, manipulated, and susceptible. As a result of creating chaos and gaslighting you, the OCPDer now feels secure, trusting, and grateful, which is in the peace zone. But you feel anxious and hypervigilant and confused. When you're not capable of real love, you must resort to control. On the control wheel are lies and manipulations and rewards and punishments. Let's go over the wheel real quick, shall we? The top of the wheel are the things that the controller does, or the attitudes that they have. They feel entitled, they are judgmental, and they devalue you. All controllers use all parts of the wheel. Certain controllers use some parts more than others. The borderline will use the entitled more often. The narcissist will use judging more often. And the OCPDer will use devaluing more often. But they all use all sections of the control wheel. When someone is acting entitled with you, as a controller, you feel obligated. When someone is acting judgmental with you, you feel wrong. When someone is devaluing you, you feel non-existent. And along with these feelings, or these rationalizations of what you're feeling, when someone is entitled with you, you end up feeling sad. When someone is judging you, you end up feeling angry. And when someone is treating you like you don't exist, devaluing you, you end up feeling afraid and disconnected. The control works for them. They offload their suffering onto you. Now, why do we take it? Because we think we're showing love, don't we? When they appear needful and dependent, we want to show them love. We want to make them feel like they're okay. When our controller makes us feel wrong, we want to fix it. We want to look at ourselves and say, oh my, what did I do wrong? I need to fix this. I need to not do this again. I need to comply with what they feel is the correct thing to do so that I don't feel wrong anymore. It feels like you're doing the right thing by questioning what you're doing or your motives by fixing yourself. When the controller disconnects from you, you try to do everything you can to reestablish that connection. You try to make them happy. You try to make them comply so they don't comply with them so they don't disconnect from you again. You try to show them compassion or be vulnerable, to show them some kind of love, to establish that connection back. You're wired to spiritually grow. You're wired to evaluate yourself, to work on yourself. You're wired to show others love. And these controllers are more than happy to take it. They're more than happy to suck you dry. But there ain't nothing coming back. There's nothing coming back to you. Eventually, you'll figure this out. How do you know you're in a control connection? Besides the constant suffering. If you deal with a lot of anxiety, constant anxiety, some maybe even to the point of having medication, most likely your intimate partner is giving you her anxiety. If you're dealing with depression, maybe to the point of medication, most likely your intimate partner is giving you his depression and sadness. If you are angry all the time, if you are cursing out drivers, losing control, feeling wrong, judged all the time, your controller is giving you his anger. If your controller, your intimate partner, is never vulnerable with you, or quite rarely, and I'll define vulnerability. Vulnerability is not telling you what I feel. Vulnerability is allowing that feeling to discharge through my body while you are with me. Currently. Vulnerability is not telling you what happened to me in the past. How I dealt with it. How I overcame it. How I'm a survivor. Vulnerability is experiencing an emotion currently in the present with you. Compassion is feeling your emotion in the present with you currently. Does your controller do that with you? Try growing. Try learning truth about who you are. Try learning a new perspective about who others are or who God is. Try looking at yourself, asking the divine for help, and actually changing how you see the world. Your controller will not like it. If you want to know what a control connection truly looks like, if you want to know how it is always based on lies, if you want to know how a control connection is always, always, always about the controller keeping your spiritual gifts, your spiritual gifts are the facets of love that you have already opened, to themselves, and not letting those gifts be shared with the world, you are in a control connection. If you want to see this in action, if you want to see all these elements of judgment, of entitlement, of devaluation, rewards and punishments in action, watch the movie Tangled. Yes, it's an animated movie. It's by Disney. I get it. But this is based on an archetypal fairy tale, and there's a reason it's got staying power. There's so much truth in that movie about how a control connection is established, how it is continued and supported, how it is underpinned with a lie and many other lies on top of it. What the controller is really after and what it takes for the controlee to get out of it. The controller's main goal that he's not going to be aware of it is to keep you standing still. He does not want you to grow. The evil forces that are influencing the controller do not want you to return to your creator. They want you busy, 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 busy with task after task after task, but going nowhere. Or they want you doing nothing but dealing with their drama. Day in and day out, connecting, disconnecting, connecting, disconnecting, connecting, disconnecting. Or they want you doing nothing but affirming their false self and telling them they are the best thing since sliced bread every day, all day. Because if you're doing these things, if you're meeting these quote needs of your controller, you're not examining yourself. You're not growing spiritually. You're not turning back to God. You're not walking toward God. You're not seeking truth. And you're not free to create. That is their real goal. They will not know this, of course. But you should know it. Because as long as they keep you entwined, entrapped in their world of control, you cannot discover your true potential. You cannot get to the positive emotions of peace, power, and joy. You cannot get to fully fulfilling your true self, and you cannot return to your creator. For more information like this, go to my website, zaxislife.com. Check out my book, How to Get Over Your Narc in 95 Days, on Amazon. You can also watch these podcasts on YouTube. My channel is called Z Axis Life.